Across Victoria, our thoroughbred racing heartland. RSN 927 is Talking Horses.
Welcome back to the program. One of Australia's most decorated equestrian athletes, Andrew Hoy, is in town this week for the Melbourne Cup Carnival at Flemington. Andrew is well known to many of you listeners. He's the only Australian to ever have competed in seven Olympic Games. He is the winner of four Olympic medals, three gold and one silver. And it's great to have him in Melbourne celebrating the horses this week. And he's on Talking Horses with us this morning. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, very well, thank you, and it's wonderful to be here in Australia.
Yes, it's not unfamiliar territory to you, Flemington, during Cup Week. You do like to come out and visit pretty regularly.
That's right. I have been to at least the last 20 Melbourne Cups and been a guest of the committee, and it's been absolutely wonderful. And this time I have an involvement with off-the-track thoroughbreds, and I brought Algebra back that I've been competing in Europe for the last 3 years at international level, and he is 19 years of age, an ex-racehorse, and we actually have just retired him, and he was part of the Melbourne Cup parade, and then I also presented the race at Flemington, the off-the-track thoroughbred race.
Yes, in your role as an ambassador for the Racing Victoria off-the-track program, it's a terrific concept, isn't it?
It really is, and without that, I've had three horses that I've taken to Olympic Games that have all been off the track, and there is no doubt. The horses don't have to be of international level and go on to the international sports scene. There are many horses that go into polo or into polo cross, also into the pony club area. And other horses have become just a riding horse for people, and also they go into as police horses, and then also the riding for the disabled have horses.
It's wonderful to see these ex-racehorses go on into various pursuits and in some cases go to the top level of equestrian sport. What are some of the key attributes in the thoroughbred that you most admire and look for, Andrew?
Because the one thing that would be the standalone thing is the fact that they're a thoroughbred and they can just run without... I should say run a little more easily than some of the European breeds such as the warm bloods. The thing is when you take a horse from the racetrack, there is muscle memory that horse is automatically set up, and so it's just going to take time to retrain that muscle memory. Like Algebra was a horse that just had the most wonderful temperament and also a wonderful desire for competition. He just absolutely loved it and just incredibly sound. One of the soundest horses in my stable. The only time that the vet came to look at the horse was once when he had a cold and the other time for a flu vaccination.
Mm. And testament to that, Andrew, is his longevity as a performance horse. How many seasons did you have him in England for?
I had him for three seasons. Natalie Blundell from Harden was the one that I have to say that really started the horse off and brought him to international level, and where he was on teams for and training squads for World Championships and Olympic Games. And she did an absolutely wonderful job with Algebra.
And he's back in Australia safely now. Is he going to retire at his owner John Glenn's property, or what is the plan for him now?
Yes, that is correct. John Glenn and Julia McLean, they own Algebra, and they're at Yass, and so he will return to their beautiful property in Yass. And I only received a photograph yesterday of Algebra galloping down the field, down the paddock, and so it was just wonderful to see that he's out enjoying this warmer weather and not the cold of England.
Which you're no doubt quite pleased to have escaped as well after another big season of riding there. How did you sum up the season and the success that you had?
Look, I had some wonderful moments this year. I rode a horse called the Blue Frontier at Burley, which was his last competition. The owner, who was actually from the racing industry, and I felt that it was time to retire the Blue Frontier, and so he's now gone into the hunting field as a Huntmaster's horse in England, so that's wonderful. And then I've got some very, very nice young horses coming through. I have an eight-year-old called Vasily de la Sos. And he's just got amazing performance up until now, and he's a three-star level. And this next year I will have six horses running at three-star level in Europe.
Mm. And it's always challenging just for our racing audience to get the right horse for that level of eventing competition, isn't it?
It is. It takes time, and it takes a good program to get the horse through. Like for me to run at top level on the world scene, whether it be in Europe or whether it be in Australia, it's the same as a trainer trying to an owner trying to get a horse for the Melbourne Cup and the Spring Racing Carnival, say to either win the Oaks or win the Melbourne Cup, and like you just. Need a good program, you need good horsepower, and you need things just to go the right way for you. But it's just extraordinary how the top trainers always seem to have a horse in the Melbourne Cup because they've obviously got a good program.
Mm. And you yourself, as a rider, to go to that next level on the international stage, although you've been competing on it since 1978 with your first international championship in Kentucky. But, Andrew, you relocated to the UK 20 years ago. Was that essential for your development?
Look, that was one of the last things that I wanted to do was leave Australia and go to Europe. But it was after... the Australian eventing team had success in Barcelona where we won a gold medal. I really felt then because I was farming in Culcairn and also riding the horses. I was just trying to take too much on, and I felt that I could, if I was to stay in the equine industry, I needed to go where the hub of the sport was and where all the competition is. And at that point in time, it was the United Kingdom. And so subsequently, I moved and decided to base in the United Kingdom. There is no doubt that being in Europe, the number of competitions that you compete at and you can compete at is just immense. I will go to Rome, which is 2,500 kilometres for me from England, and so for me to drive there, it's very doable. They have good competitions there. They have good competitions in Germany, France, Belgium, Holland, and Germany, and also in Poland, there are some wonderful events in Poland as well as in Ireland, and obviously the United Kingdom has so many events. In England, in the United Kingdom alone, in 1 year, there are 1.2 million jumping efforts of cross-country fences in the United Kingdom, so that just gives a little bit of an idea as to how big the eventing scene is.
You must have had some extraordinary experiences over that 20-year period, Andrew.
Yes, good and low. So it's like any athlete and any sporting person, you definitely have your high moments and you have your low moments. And I said to the owners of the horse that won the race for the grey horses yesterday and off the track program, enjoy the moment, because I said with horses you have definite highs and definite lows, but it's the same in business, it's the same in any industry. And so I would say the thing that I appreciate and value the most is the opportunity that the equine industry have given me, and that is to travel the world because of the horses. And I've been just to wonderful places and met wonderful, wonderful people, and friendships have developed from that. And that's something that the horses have done. And like as you've said, and other people have said to me, I've had a wonderful time with the horses, and I definitely have, but there is not one horse in my stable that knows what I've done with my life. Therefore, they only ever treat me the way I treat them.
Mm. Andrew, what's your favourite Olympic moment?
Look, I've had so many, but the one favourite one would have been to win gold in Sydney, win the eventing team competition in front of the home crowd. Even someone said to me yesterday at the races that they've spoken with athletes, and athletes have said that Sydney is their greatest Olympics and their favourite Olympics. And I said, well, it is for me as well. It was an Olympics where the sport brought the best out of the people, out of the Australian people, and out of the country. And that's something that was very special about Sydney, and also the fact that I won individual silver medal in the individual competition. And so for me to get two medals from the one Olympics in front of the home crowd, this was undoubtedly the highlight of my sporting career, albeit it's now 17 years ago.
Time flies, doesn't it? And only around the corner almost is Tokyo 2020, and of course the World Equestrian Games at Tryon in the US next year. So no doubt, Andrew, they are prime targets for you to now aim for.
Yes, they are. And as I said earlier, I think I've got a wonderful team of young horses coming through. So I think it's something that I'm very much directing my focus to. The sport has changed immensely over the years of that I've been involved. The care of the horses is just absolutely paramount and one of the most important things for me, the welfare of the horses. And also what we can now do and find out about the horse and the well-being of the horse prior to competition, and maintaining the welfare of the horse throughout the competition, that has improved enormously as well from when I first rode World Championships in 1978 in Kentucky in America. It's the sport and the welfare and everything has moved forward. And for anyone that's involved in the sport, whether it be racing, whether it be eventing, the care and the love of the horse is just so important.
Hmm. And you face similar challenges to what high-level jockeys do. It's competitive. It's tough to get the right horses and the right owners to back you, isn't it?
Yes, it's... Look, the horses are always there. It's just making sure that you've got the right training program. The support of the owners and the support of my owners has just been absolutely wonderful over the years. It's I've got owners that are here in Australia. I've got owners that are in the United States. I've got British owners. I've got Swiss owners. And so they're from all around the world. And interestingly, quite often they've had an involvement in the racing industry. But it's something that is just so important. And it's important that the owners enjoy the moment as well. And so I'd say for anyone that's coming into the sport and wanting to get owners and have the sport as their career and their livelihood, you just have to make sure that you think of not just yourself and the horse, but also what the owners get from the sport as well.
Andrew, you've been front and centre during Melbourne Cup Week at Flemington. Have you managed to back a winner along the way?
The only winner that I've had is that I'm leaving with the same amount of money that I started with, because I didn't put any money on any horses. So,
that's smart.
My betting career has been not successful, and it's something that I would never try and make a living from.
Is there a highlight moment on the racetrack that you witnessed? What did you think of the Melbourne Cup outcome with young Joseph O'Brien becoming the youngest trainer ever to win the race?
Yes, look, that is just extraordinary. And I've been to Coolmore and had an involvement with Coolmore, of which Bally Doyle, where Joseph grew up, was just right alongside. And that's a very special moment, because there have been trainers for years trying to produce a horse to win the Melbourne Cup, and what Joseph has been able to do was just the extraordinary, and also what Lloyd Williams has been able to do with having the top three place gettings in the Melbourne Cup is something that an owner would ever dream of doing.
Yeah, it is incredible. And on a personal note, recently, Andrew, you became a father for the first time.
Yes, I have my wife, Stephanie, here in Australia with me, and also our 14-week-old baby girl, Philippa. And Philippa means horse friend and horse lover, so it's been absolutely one of the most special moments of my life to actually have a child. And people have said to me before the birth of Philippa, Andrew, this is going to be one of the most special moments of your life. And I'm thinking, well, I've had some fairly special moments, and I don't know what it's like to have a child because I've never had a child. But I would say I've received more congratulations, and it was also recognized in the committee room yesterday during AICS Day by the chairman and Amanda Elliott, saying that she and the committee were congratulating Stephanie and myself on the birth of our baby daughter, Philippa. So this is something that was very, very special as well. And you have to experience having a child to know the feeling.
And what are the odds that she'll one day be pretty handy in the saddle?
Yes, look, I think whatever Steffi and I feel, whatever Philippa would like to do with her life is important. I feel all that we can teach her is respect and values, and be supportive to her. And if she wants to go into the equestrian industry, that could be very likely. Because if Gay Waterhouse was only speaking in the at the committee room yesterday, saying that was she destined to be a trainer, and she said her father told her not to become a trainer, but she said when you sit there at breakfast and you hear your dad on the telephone talking about the horses all the time, and you hear your dad talking to other trainers and jockeys and people who are involved in the racing industry, she said you just automatically gain knowledge without realizing that you're gaining knowledge. And I think this is obviously what's going to happen with Philippa. As she becomes old enough to understand things, she will start to pick up things that I'm saying, and also what Stephanie does as well, the pick up the business side of the industry.
Mm. Andrew, how much longer are you in Australia before you head back to the UK?
I'm heading back to the UK on the 22nd. Stephanie and Philippa and myself are all heading back to the UK then. And in the meantime, I've got some clinics in Toowoomba to finalise the celebration with John Glenn and Julia McLean with Algebra's retirement at their property at Yass, and then clinics at Silver Hills and also Hawkesbury.
Lovely to have you home, and thanks for taking the time to join us on Talking Horses, Andrew.
It's an absolute joy to be here in Australia and to be part of your program as well.
That's Andrew Hoy, an Australian equestrian legend, visiting home for Cup Week at Flemington. Wonderful to have him as a special guest on the program this morning.